AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Masked gunmen armed with a rifle and as much as 150 rounds of ammunition opened fire on the federal courthouse in Dallas this morning. FBI Special Agent in Charge Matt DiCerno says Federal Protective Service agents shot and killed 22-year-old Brian Isaac Clyde, preventing what could have been a massacre.
But for the actions of the Federal Protective Service officers, this likely would have been a very deadly incident.
DiCerno says agents are trying to figure out Clyde's motive. He was discharged from the Army in 2017 and recently graduated with an associate's degree from a community college in Corpus Christi, Texas. More than a million people packed downtown streets of Toronto as the Raptors and their fans celebrated the team's NBA title. Hundreds of thousands were in the City Hall Square, and during a rally, shots were fired. Four people suffered non-life-threatening wounds, Police Chief Mark Saunders tells CTV.
Three people were arrested in total, two on one incident and one on another. We've retrieved two firearms at this point in time.
The Pentagon is sending an additional 1,000 troops to the Middle East in the wake of attacks on a pair of oil tankers and other actions by Iran. Here's the AP's Jackie Quinn.
Pentagon officials say the deployment includes security forces and troops for additional surveillance and intelligence gathering in the Middle East. As the Pentagon released new photos purportedly showing Iranian forces removing a mine from a ship, State Department spokeswoman Morgan Ortega says they're reaching out to allies.
Challenge to the international norms on freedom of navigation and freedom of the seas. And so we would say to the international community that we should not yield to nuclear extortion.
Iran announced that it would break a limit on uranium stockpiles spelled out in the nuclear accord the Trump administration is now trying to uphold despite withdrawing from the pact crafted by the previous administration. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
This is AP Radio News. Mexico's efforts to slow Central American migration is having some effect.
The Mexican government says it is targeting human trafficking rings and is increasing enforcement. On a river that forms part of Mexico's southern border with Guatemala, there are Mexican Marines on the shore. Wilmer Guerra is returning to Guatemala with his four-year-old son. He says, they turned me back. I didn't use a smuggler. We tried with a smuggler two times and we could not. They said with children, we'd be able to pass easily, but things got hot in the past week. It was hot and we could not cross. Guerra says he'll try again at the U.S. border at Tijuana when the situation calms down. I'm Ed Donahue.
Charles Reich, a popular Yale University legal scholar and author of the 1970 best-selling book, The Greening of America, which blessed the counterculture from the 60s and advocated a new way of life, has died. His nephew says a longtime San Francisco resident died Saturday at 91. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.